Turbo. Just what is a Kerpo? What do they look like? Where do they come from? What do they eat? Can they understand human language? What are they thinking about? What do they order off the dollar value menu at McDonald's? These are the things we need to find out on KerpCast.
Alright, I'm recording.
About whatever, for whatever. Yeah, right then.
So how's it going?
Going pretty good.
It's going okay.
You recovering?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Just checking, do you want to tell your story on this, or if not, it's all good?
I mean, not necessarily, but I'll say I was in the hospital for like 4 or 5 days, sure. I mean, yeah, that did happen.
Just say you had, Kerpitis.
Oh, no.
No, I'll say the truth if I want to. I mean...
Okay.
But just if the story's too long for the show, I mean, I would be here for like an hour.
It would be an hour-long story.
Yeah, it's shitty, dude.
It was like a page, though. You were able to synthesize it to the important parts.
I guess I could, but it's very dramatic.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with... Did you say traumatic or dramatic?
Both, kind of, yeah.
Okay, good.
Because dramatic is good.
I don't know what you said still.
It's not okay. Funny.
No, it fucking sucks, man. I remember. It's not good. Anyway, gosh, anything you do want to talk about tonight for sure? If not, we're all good. I think I have some stuff that'll be, will be okay. Alright.
How do you think fish fuck?
Alright, we'll bring that up. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I mean, it's a very speculating question.
Okay, wait, so I kind of already know the answer to this, so Kerpo, how do you think that happens?
I mean, I don't know if fish have genitals or not. I mean, how the fuck does it happen?
Like it's
so how does it work?
They just like top gun it, and like the bottom fish goes inverted, and
Kerpo, if you had to hypothesize, what would it be?
I really don't know. I mean, they don't have genitals, so I'm just curious. Like, how do fish fuck?
How do they fuck? Yeah, how do
it
fish fuck?
It has befuddled biologists for years.
It's never been found.
Jotaro is still looking for the answer to this question.
Yeah. So, Kerpo, do you eat a decent amount of seafood?
I mean, I rarely. I mean, on occasion, yeah. Sometimes, maybe. I mean, sometimes I'll buy salmon or two.
You ever have fish eggs?
No.
You ever watch, Finding Nemo?
I mean, yeah, I've seen that.
That has fish fucking in it. Like, straight up hardcore shit, technically speaking.
Huh.
So if you had to guess, how do fish fuck?
You know what? Quick aside. Speaking of fish eggs, is it salmon roe or salmon roe?
Roe.
I don't know how to... Ooh. Okay, it's just roe. I've never.
I've always said roe. Maybe I'm a fucker, though. I could be completely wrong.
That goddamn E, man. It haunts me.
Is this like a weeb question?
It kind of is. I think it technically. That's a Japanese word, technically, right?
Is it? I'm not sure.
I would. Yeah, but salmon aren't exactly native
to Japan.
Huh? More difficult. All right. Well, welcome to the Kerpo cast. episode 4.
It's been a while.
We're back, baby. This is something. Isn't it incredible?
The government tried to shut us down, but we came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, we came right back.
Hi, Domal.
We were getting too close to the truth.
So, I'm your host, Nyx. This is MBS.
How's it going?
And the erstwhile host slash subject of this show, Kerpo.
Hi, Domal.
Good.
Keys and ideas.
Yes, yes. Wait, what?
oh, I'm sorry.
So, I figured we'd do some current events to start. As I'm sure both of you care a whole lot, it's football season in just a little bit. So,
okay.
I was hoping to get some predictions from both of you guys. Who do you think's gonna win the Super Bowl?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, the Browns got pretty close last year. I mean, they got to the playoffs.
They beat a lot of people
that no one thought they could beat. I mean, they got to beat the Jets. Did they beat Dallas?
They are looking pretty good for this year, but...
So let me just go... go ahead.
What, me?
No, MBS was saying something.
Oh, what? Like, yeah, the Browns are looking good this year, but, like, comparative to the Browns, just relative to...
They're a step up.
Like, 10-6, 11-5, maybe.
Yeah, that's a playoff berth.
Yeah.
So just to check.
Especially
Kerpo.
Considering the Steelers have, fucking lost so much.
They've kind of tanked bad. Anyway.
Although, I kind of just gave up on life since fucking Luck retired. I'm like, oh, well... There we go. I'm done.
Yeah, that's one thing that amazed me.
It's worth mentioning. Yeah, the
I mean, there goes the Colts. I mean, that was one of the only carries.
Another fucking amazing talent just ground into nothing. Thanks.
That was horrible. But how did you feel when he just straight retired? Well, he didn't retire in the middle of a preseason game, but the news broke right in the middle of one. Did you like? How did you feel about that at that moment?
When I saw the headline, I thought it was a joke. Fan. I'm like, oh, it's fucking... What month is it?
It's a pretty fucked up joke.
They're like, oh, I guess that ankle's more fucked up than I ever thought.
Yeah. Kerpa, what's your take on the Colts fans booing Luck off the field on his last appearance as... Probably last appearance as a Colt ever.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
It sucks. I mean, it really does.
Yeah? What do you think of the fans that booed him, though?
They're kind of terrible fans.
Okay.
I mean, I can kind of understand it, since it's like, that's the first that they heard of it. All of a sudden, they have no foreknowledge, and it's just like, hey, I'm done. I signed this contract a few years ago. It's fucking enormous. I'm just going to take the money and leave right before the start of the season.
Yeah, that...
It could kind of seem like a dick move, if you, like... I don't know.
Frankly speaking, I think Wentz would need an armed guard to get out of Philadelphia if he pulled that. like...
Wentz?
Yeah, if Wentz retired in the middle of a preseason game, he's a wanted man in Philly. Like, I can't imagine... them reacting better than what the Colts did. Far, far worse, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay, we're talking about someone else. I thought you were talking about some mean man.
Well, I'm just thinking of, like, if you had to compare, like, the degree of how bad things could have been. I don't know. I don't think they
would have been chucking D batteries and shit.
Yeah, come on. Like, you're gonna get booed if that happened.
Got off easy with some booze.
You basically just tanked this season.
We were looking, like, as... more promising than we have, basically, in the Luck era, and you just up and retire.
It's gone.
Poof. Like, 8-8 is probably as good as we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's not because Jacoby Brissett is bad. It's just that he hasn't had the reps.
It's not the same. You're talking a generational... Yeah, yeah. All right, wow, that was actually surprisingly on point. those are good takes, I would say. I think...
I think we wouldn't make it in terms of the
I was looking
Shannon
real
Sharp
forward
stuff.
To like beating the Steelers for the first time in a while.
I was really hoping the Colts could have pulled it through. I wanted to see them doing stuff.
Dude, yeah. I wouldn't have been surprised if Luck was healthy with like a 12-4.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess moving on to a subject much in the same realm as this.
I feel like we didn't cover the fish fucking enough.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. Maybe
yeah,
we'll swing
we'll
back
that.
To it a little later.
We'll circle back to that one.
Yeah. So much in the same vein as football, let's talk about something we mentioned on a previous cast, genetically engineered cat girls.
Mm-hmm.
Kerpo, you said you had some stuff to tell us about that. I don't quite recall where we left the subject off, other than apparently they're in progress somewhere in East Asia. Probably Japan.
Yeah, they're like I think they hybrided like a human and a dog, like an embryo or something like that. And like I got into the subject of like furryism. I mean, you gotta think of where we're going with this. I mean, if we really do allow this to happen, you know damn well like furries will make like dog children, and then they'll have to have like park rights. They'll have to, like, shit on lawns.
Mm. Okay. So I'm guessing both of you guys know the scale, right? The 0 to 100% dangerously cheesy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, Kerpo, you seem to think that in real life, these things are going to fall far more on the dangerously cheesy side of things.
It will. I mean, I think we should just, like, we should really just concentrate on eugenics.
Isn't that around 70% the dangerously cheesy? Basically,
I mean, it's
like, I think once you get to snouts, that's kind of the issue.
I think we should just concentrate on genetics. We don't need furry children.
Hmm. Wait, okay, so where were you seeing that they were going to take it in that direction? Or is it just a natural progression? Like, how did was the thing more dog or more cat, or was it about 50-50?
I think it was 50-50, I think.
Interesting.
Wouldn't that imply
that you could do that and then mix it with a dog again to get 25% cat, 75% dog?
Wait, was it a cat and dog head on the same body?
Yeah, was it a dog cat or a cat dog?
No, it was just like, I think it was like dog ears on a child or some shit. Or on an embryo. I think that's what I read.
Oh my god. Wait, you said a cat dog just now, though. Wait, okay. So isn't that the de facto, like, Kenomimi type thing instead of a horrific...
I mean, you know it's going to evolve to it.
Oh man. So you're against even starting on that path, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it should be done. I mean,
goddamn,
I mean with the
goddamn ethicists.
Yeah.
I mean, with the furry community running around, I mean, you know they're going to make dogs.
Furry
children.
Community is why we shouldn't do that. Fuck
is
ethics,
that the issue
like,
here?
We just can't let them have anything.
I mean, do you really want like toddlers having like dog rights and shit, and like shitty in parks?
Toddlers having dog rights.
Is that what it is? Dog. What is it? Did you say dog rights or dog legs?
Dog rights. It's like,
what are dog rights? Could you explain, please?
I feel like it's that like, would be a downgrade from whatever rights it would have had as a toddler.
I mean, it's like they're strange. I mean, they think people are like, some of them are dogs. I mean, I read an article once where like, a guy thinks he's a dog, and he barks at his neighbors and eats dog food. He thinks he's a dog. It's like, do you really want people like that running around with like children?
I feel like we have a lot of those people.
He's a trans species.
Yeah.
An activist.
Do I want a person like that to have
children?
Small, furry animal children.
Exactly.
I feel like they tend to call their pets kids to begin with, but I get where you're coming from. That's a weird thing, by the way. How do you guys feel about that? I hate it. The phenomenon of calling your cat or your dog a fur baby.
Oh yeah, it's fucking dumb.
I hate it. Kerpo, what is your take?
I think it's just terrible.
Especially when it's a cat. Like,
yeah.
Like, a cat will just, like, mind its own business and take care of itself. Like, it's
You think it's
it
less bad
no
if it's a dog?
It is no way analogous to a fucking child, you absolute brainlet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a fair... Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's like the same shit with, like, people thinking, like, two-year-olds can decide their genders.
I think it's just a coping mechanism for people who know they'll never reproduce. At least
I mean, you're not supposed to say that, but I think we all kind of know it's true.
I mean, it's just talking crazy, Tom.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so Kerpo,
let's go back to the genetic engineering stuff. I just want to ask you this. Let's say we toss the book out the window and the furries are banned from making any of these things, and they do make, like, exactly what you picture in your head when you hear genetically engineered cat girls. How do you feel about it now?
I don't really do anything.
You don't
I mean, there's
a damn thing.
I mean, of course, I'll be a little irritated, I mean, but as long as they're not in my face, I mean, I don't care that much, I mean...
Did you just say you'd be irritated by it?
I mean, who wouldn't be irritated by it, really? I mean, you're reading...
What is irritating about it, though?
In all fairness, weirdos are pretty irritating.
This is true. So you think by default they're going to be weirdos?
What's the problem here?
Okay. Well, they didn't really have much of a choice, I would think. Apparently we're just doing it straight up right now. So, and another important thing is we'd like to have a quick word from our sponsor, MBS. Can you play us in?
This episode of the Curbcast is brought to you by Agnes Aberdeen's Aged American Mattresses. We've got all styles from twin to king and every vintage from the Victorian era all the way up to the dot-com boom. We also offer multiple levels of wear from practically new all the way to completely dilapidated. Come on in and try out the crusty, comfy goodness of a genuine used old mattress.
Wow, what a fantastic sponsor.
Absolutely great product. And at
just
affordable
incredible.
Prices, too.
Really good. Really good stuff. Alright, so this is one that I think I took from one of the channels at some point a while back.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of blanking what the context of this was, but I guess it's technically a viewer question.
What?
The people want to know, Kerpo, what are your views on the beginnings of World War II?
Oh god, you're just asking for it now.
Well, the reason I wrote this down was because it was unexpected. It wasn't exactly what you thought it would be.
We'll
see.
It's two sides of a coin here. I mean, some people say it's not Germany's fault. At the same time, it is. I mean, they had
some people say Germany invaded Poland, others say Poland was in the way.
I mean, there are recorded records, so no one believes it, but they say Poland was genociding Germans in certain Polish territories, just massacrely, just genociding them. And the Jews, like, in Germany at the time had, like, a giant civil war, which eventually made the Germans chimp out at the Jews. And then there was the frickin' the remilitarization of the Rhineland later, which some people think that Germany did genocide, like, some Austrians, but at the same time, some people think Austria just welcomed them up open arms. I mean, wasn't Germany or wasn't Austria German territory anyway?
I feel like they were pretty good friends at the time, yeah.
But it's both sides. I kind of think that Germany didn't really start it all the way. I mean, there are records showing that they did start it all the way. I mean, there's shit that they started first. And then Hitler did say to, like, London that, I don't want to fight you. And London did it anyway. And it's like they wanted peace, but London just kept going on.
Okay, but if it wasn't Germany, who was it?
It probably had to be Poland first. I mean, they were genociding Germans all over Poland. And Germany just basically had enough of it.
And that's why they invaded.
I mean, it led to that event, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So Poland started World War II.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's what I hear in some cases, yeah.
Okay. Sounds what do you reasonable. Think, MBS? I'll let the people decide. Alright.
And about those too. I mean,
oh, no.
Nope. All right, we're cutting that. That's not staying. That's not staying. All right. Anyway, so I've got another viewer question. I think Kerpo's going to like this one a lot. This viewer asks... Actually, you know what? Wait, let's do the Would You Rather first, and then we'll do this viewer question.
Okay.
All right, so MBS, would you like to take us away?
What?
The Would You Rather.
The Would You Rather question.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got a good one this time. Would you rather not be able to use your hands or not be able to walk?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I know. Yeah.
I feel like I have a pretty easy one on this one.
I know what I would pick here.
I mean, you could just use your mouth all the time.
You would use your... Okay, so you would prefer walking as your first thing.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, I don't want to be... I mean, I have no things against handicaps, but I don't want to ride in a wheelchair in the rest of my life. That just...
Yeah, but now you can't write, you can't type.
I mean, there's brain shit now, where, like, it's brain technology, and there's voice recognition.
I feel like the voice recognition one's the more easy to acquire, but yes. Yes, I get where you're coming from here. I'd say 10 times out of 10 I'm giving up the ability to walk. I mean, like, if I can still... Can I still use my legs in other ways? Can I, like exercise so I'm not just, like, stick leg guy?
No, you have to be stick leg.
That doesn't... No, I feel like you have to have some other form of locomotion.
Like, it would be weird
so.
If you could only not walk. Like, you could, like, gallop or skip or...
No. I'm not saying that kind of thing. I'm saying, like, can I at least, like, squat or something so that I can not have stick legs?
So, you basically just, you want... You're willing to give up any sort of,
Yeah, I just don't want
mobility.
Yeah, I'll give up. I'll ride around in a wheelchair all the time. Fuck it.
But you still want them to be able to, like, lift you up.
Yeah.
To stand.
Or kick somebody with them. You know, that kind of thing.
I don't know.
What would you pick, MBS?
Boy.
And I have an important question for Kerpo afterwards.
Fuck, it's dark in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'd probably go with hands.
Really? You would give up your hands, or you would keep your hands?
I'd keep my hands.
Oh, well, yeah. I was like, okay.
But, like...
All right, so Kerpo.
Like, if I had to make that decision right now, I think I would just die, man. Like...
Yeah.
I don't think my upper body is strong enough to get me about. I would just fucking die.
They make mobile scooters, man.
But they're so expensive, though.
Mm. They make like wheelchairs.
It's like $400 for a fucking wheelchair.
You can get an.
I mean, just like from right now, like even being able to get out of bed, leave my room,
yeah.
Go out and get a scooter, like...
That's pretty difficult.
I probably couldn't do it.
How could you control the scooter if you have no hands?
No, you this is in the case of no legs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You could just go jack one from Walmart or something.
I might be able to do it if I fucking cut the legs off.
Yeah? Okay, so you need
just,
to...
That would just make me look like a weirdo.
Cut the dead weight, you know? So,
okay.
Kerpo, I've got a very important question since you've chosen to give up your hands.
Wait, I got one more.
Okay.
Would you rather have no dick
I want to ask you a question. Hold that thought. Okay. You've chosen to give up your hands.
Yes.
How do you masturbate now?
I get one of those machines.
You get which?
A machine.
What does that look like?
The auto machine.
Oh, God. You're just straight up going for the auto jerker right off the bat, well, huh?
How do you get it on the first time?
I like that you're not willing to buy a mobile scooter, but auto jerker is the definite necessity. That's probably easily $400 to $500, Kerpo.
But the mobile scooter is $1,000.
Okay, all right.
What really matters is, like, how the hands don't work. Like, are they there but don't work? Or are they,
just
like,
kind of flop
nubs?
Them
or are you not even have arms?
I feel like, I guess I was saying that you still have legs, so.
Okay, moving on. All
right, like, all right. What
have,
was the one that
you
want?
If you have just nubs at the wrist, like, you could still do shit with that.
Yeah, you could do a decent amount. It's got to be a hand. So, you had mentioned that you had something you wanted to ask us. What was this?
It's another would you rather question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have no dick or no balls?
You still shoot blanks without balls, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's just like sperm production. Like it's.
I feel like, personally speaking, or maybe for everybody,
it feels relatively pointless.
To have balls but no dick.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
yeah, would you rather just having just balls? Like, what the fuck is the point of that?
Yeah, well, what's gonna happen? What are you doing with those?
Hey, baby, you want to see my balls? Like, where's your
dick? Some balls.
Well, what? They're giant balls.
Just massive balls.
All right,
but no dick.
You lose the dick, but in exchange, your balls increase threefold in size.
They're just giant.
What?
They're like
why?
You can bounce yourself around on your own balls.
I'm okay without that ability.
Like, even when you put, like, sexual gratification aside, and, like, you focus on the ability to reproduce, if you were so inclined, I feel like medical science will go far enough to be able to either clone or impregnate somebody with, like, any cell at some point.
I wonder.
That's already possible.
I think they actually are doing that.
Yeah, like, it's... It's
like
the,
blood
it's
cells,
thing
huh?
Eventually.
Yeah. I wonder if you could get, like, a badass mechanical cock, though. You could get an augmented dick.
I think that already exists, too.
Didn't we talk about this last episode?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, we did. We absolutely did.
Wait, what?
We talked about the dick store last episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I guess we found our niche.
There you go.
Penises.
People who answered this question wrong, I guess.
Okay, anyways. You want to ask me a question?
Yes, actually. So, Kerpo, I have a viewer question. I think you're really, really going to like it.
Okay.
So, this person says, Hey, guys. People are mad at me on Twitter because I said something like, my wife's paw is a thorn stuck in it. And for some reason, everybody's just up in arms. What are your thoughts on Twitter lynch mobs that you see so often these days?
That's actually a very boring question.
Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know. MBS, anything on this?
Like, just in Twitter, like in a vacuum? Like, what are people going to do?
It looks like this person. They're asking about why do people get so mad on Twitter? And why do they go after people on Twitter?
Just an outrage culture, man. People love being mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's true.
Like, they show their anger on their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, look
at what I'm mad about. I'm a good person.
I'm just a transgender furry who thinks orange man's bad. And that's really all Twitter is.
Speaking of which, do you know anything about that furry who, like, froze his hands off?
What? Oh, yeah, I read that. Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea what... I haven't looked into that, but I have no idea, like...
He got into fetishism, and he wanted to make his own paws. So he, like, swelled up his hands, and he lost his hands because he wanted paws or some shit.
Did he, like, stick his hands in dry ice or something? And they, like,
I don't know, but...
Was it that his swollen hands would be the paws, or was he going to get them replaced?
No, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to make giant paws.
That's insane.
And like he lost his hands, and now he has, like, giant, like, weird, bloated-out arms.
That's pretty incredible.
And, like, he's weirdly not that upset about it. Like, he's on Twitter, like, yeah, it's kind of weird not having hands. Oh, well.
Yeah. Am I gay?
That's a cool callback.
It's like, maybe jump off a building, man. It's over. You didn't even get to choose whether or not you could walk or not.
Yeah, jeez, man.
And my gay furry boyfriend helped me through it. It's like, I don't really care anymore. Like, he supported me.
That's absolutely insane. Holy shit.
Mental illness, man. It's running rampant.
It's just that I don't get it. I mean, like, it's like a small majority thinks they're, like, the majority of the population. I mean, it's like...
No. We're gonna bring it back. We're gonna bring it back to some light stuff. I got one, and then we'll see if either you guys have any topics you want to toss out there, rant about, or whatever. And then I think
we're done.
Yeah, you know, we're getting there though. So, this is just something I was thinking about the other day.
What?
I don't know what to call this exactly, but I saw somebody walking around with socks and sandals, and I know that, like, socially, I'm kind of supposed to be like, what the hell is this guy doing? But somehow, like, in my gut, I felt, like, a little bit of respect at that guy. It's like, look at that guy. He doesn't give a single fuck. It's kind of like, it's a little bit of a power move at this point. Like, there's these, like, universally reviled fashion things, but are they still terrible, or are they like a statement?
It's mostly for old people. I mean, back in the 50s, that was like a big thing. I mean, people wore socks and sandals at the beach and shit. I mean, no one really gave a single fuck because fashion really wasn't that big of a thing back then. Mm. I mean, everyone wore suits and shit.
At the beach.
Like, no, not at the beach. I'm talking about, like, in public places.
I haven't heard someone be criticized for wearing socks with sandals in many years. Like, we're living in a society where, like, 400-pound land whales walk around naked, man. Like, I don't... We're way past the point of that issue.
So you think socks and sandals have gone past the point of being bad fashion, past being power move, to just being, like, yeah, that's just a thing you can do.
It's like no one gives a shit.
It's comfy. It's warm, and if you have disgusting feet, no one has to look at that shit.
That's fair. I feel like a lot of people kind of go for sandals without consideration of everybody has to look at your gross fucking feet now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Crocs are a normal thing, and Crocs are worse than socks and sandals.
Well, yeah, but do you have, like, a begrudging respect for somebody who flaunts that?
No, I don't really give a shit.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen enough clown worldwide where I don't even care.
All right. I have a couple more here that I want
Crocs
to take
just
on.
Crocs are practical, man.
Yeah, they're kind of just, like, normal-ish.
Plus, they don't put your feet on display. They have the speed holes, but you don't really see anything.
So, I'm betting...
I mean, only roasties really complain about fucking fashion these days.
I don't really give a shit either, frankly, but I'm just curious because some of these things are just kind of like man buns. Nobody likes that, right?
No, I mean, no one will give a shit if you're wearing socks and sandals, but if you're going to wear a Speedo in public with no shirt, it's like everyone's just going to look at you and say, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, but do you think that guy's, like, out there just, like, bam, I don't give a single fuck?
It depends on what he's
talking about. Are we talking about the Speedo guy or the hair?
Yeah, the Speedo guy. The man bun guy's.
At some point, I think
life.
The Speedo guy has to be some, at some level, some sort of exhibitionist. Like, yeah, look at my bulge. I don't care.
I feel like it would only work if you're ridiculously ripped or ridiculously fat.
It's like basketball players. It's like
it never seems to be the case. It's always some like old pudgy guy.
Yeah.
It's not exactly, I mean, it's like, fat, but he's not ripped.
You gotta be at an extreme. What were you saying, Kirkbo?
It's like some dudes playing basketball. It's like the culture's been going on for years, no one gives a fuck. I mean, you can go without a shirt and play basketball. I mean, no one gives a shit.
No, that's normal. I mean, you're just trying to stay less sweaty.
Yeah, it's like the thing with socks and sandals. It's like no one gives a shit anymore.
I feel like there's a couple others that have stuck to be like, you can't wear a fedora. You just can't. That's ruined forever.
It kind of is. Unless it, like, you're a detective or some shit, then yeah, go ahead.
You think a detective could get away with wearing a fedora nowadays?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Alright. What about box vapes? Does anybody get away with that?
I'd say it depends on where you're at. I mean, if you're some flamey California, then no one cares, but I think if you're like in some like place like Vegas, I think like maybe someone will give a shit, but maybe someone won't.
Okay.
But box vapes are kind of cringy, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty bad.
I mean, smoke like an electronic cigarette. I mean,
yeah, why even escaped from it?
Did you hear about that guy who died from a vape?
Tell me.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Please tell me.
The vape blew.
Apparently, the vape he was using was using a heating element made out of chromium or some chromium alloy, and he had like a deep heavy metal poisoning from it.
Yeah, that'll do it to you. Yeah, that's shit.
Is that the one where it blew up in his face, or is that another one? Because there was another one where a guy died where it blew up in his face too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember. Did he actually die? I thought he just got...
Yeah, he actually died.
Wow.
Yeah, people were like, oh, imagine this dying. One guy died from vaping once. It's just as dangerous as cigarettes. Oh my god, ban it.
I feel like it's a lot dorkier looking, though.
They say vaping's actually a lot unhealthier for you than cigarettes. It's like, it puts, like, bubbles in your lungs or some shit. I've heard that.
That's weird. Okay. Alright. Huh. Okay, so Kirpo or MBS, do you guys have anything you want to get out there, talk about, get off your chest?
I wanted to actually talk about a war topic.
All right.
Why did we step in the Yugoslavia war? I really haven't read up on it, but why did we step in?
When you say that, please give me more context on what, when should this have happened and why, what?
Like, why did we step in the middle of the Civil War in, like, Yugoslavia? It's like, why did NATO bomb Serbia and all the countries that stopped the war? It's like, what brought us in exactly?
I don't exactly know what the context was to start, so... MBS, you have any familiarity with this situation?
Not really.
Can you paint us a picture, Kirpo?
I mean, you don't know during the Cold War, like you know how, like...
I assume it would have been just another proxy war to stop communism? I don't know.
Or it was.
It's like, then the Soviets, like, occupy some Slavic states, and, like, some of them tried fighting back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what made us get in? It's like, what was the reason? I mean, was it really just another shitty commie war, or what was it?
As far as I know, the USA basically held a stance of anywhere that communism was trying to take a foothold, we were going to go and try to fuck it up. That's my general, really base level understanding of the situation.
It's just kind of stupid, though. War is kind of a stupid topic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, it's not a bad topic. We just need to figure out, well, maybe we should get more contact or dig into them a little before.
It's like we did found like Mao too for some odd reason.
We funded Mao?
Yes. Like to say, I was like reading earlier today, like the State Department thought like Mao was like the better choice than like the other guy. Like there was like some like, I think it's like a Japanese guy or something, or some nationalist. They thought he was corrupt, and they founded Mao instead and thought the communists were the better choice than the other guy.
Yeah, that was probably a bad call, I would say. Alright. MBS, do you have anything?
Yeah, I just remembered something. But, I feel like it might open up some doors that might take too long to...
Eh, well, let's go for it. I don't think that last one. We have a couple of dead air segments, so... All
right.
We can run till 8 o'clock, can't we? Choo-choo.
Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, just go for it, MBS.
Like, I got nothing better to do. I hate to say this, but as of recently, I've swallowed the "we didn't land on the moon" pill. Unfortunately,
we didn't land on the moon.
But like, it's not the full crazy like NASA. Everything NASA's fake is blah blah.
You think
never
or the first time?
Just literally never. Like I think
ever.
I think we built the Saturn V rocket. I think we sent people into space. Like, the Apollo space missions were very real. I believe we even orbited the moon, but we literally just did not land on it. That shit was filmed in a studio.
Why?
For one simple reason. The escape velocity of the moon. Like, the moon is still fucking big. But you look at a Saturn V rocket. It takes the first two stages of a Saturn V rocket to leave Earth. The lunar lander does not have anywhere near a sixth of the power of the first two stages of the Saturn V rocket. There's no way.
I mean, you also got to consider the hazardness of the radiation of, like, what's it called, the Aldrin's Bell or what the fuck? I don't think we could have looked.
The Van Allen Belt.
Yeah, it's like, some people think that we didn't really go to space either because of that. It's like the radiation could kill people out there.
Yeah, but that's why they had so much,
the radiation is a problem, but they were only there for, like, a week or two, wasn't it? It's not...
Yeah.
And also, you gotta think of the video where Buzz Aldrin literally admits to a little girl that we didn't go there. I mean, that exists too, you know?
What does he say exactly?
We didn't go there, and if we did, or it continues on, but basically says we didn't go to the moon at all.
Mm.
He literally admits it.
Okay.
I remember, you know the show Penn and Teller's Bullshit.
Yes,
they had a segment on the moon landing and shit, like moon landing shit conspiratards. And there's this one segment at the, I think near the end of the episode, where they go to some facility. And they bounce some laser off the moon, and because of a piece of equipment that they put on the moon,
yeah, they let the mirror. Or
yeah,
something
yeah,
on.
The mirror reflected photons and it picked it back up, and like that's not possible.
Kind of like that troll science photo, like where the guy shines a laser beam at the moon or some shit.
Yeah, but
it's like a
won't be able to see it.
But
if you have it, go for it.
I mean, you also got to consider the factors of, like, what was going on in the Cold War. I mean, basically, we could have lost. I mean, the Soviets were technically space superior. The only thing that we had for us was just wars. That's really it. I mean, they supposedly landed a satellite on Mars. We didn't really have anything. If it wasn't really for us, like, giving them money for them to give us rocket technology, we would have probably just lost the Cold War.
I think there's a possibility that if any of them was faked, it was the first one to win the propaganda war, but I have doubts. I would need to do the math myself, but I feel like the escape velocity of the moon can't be that bad.
It's just linear to mass, so the Earth is 1/6 the size of Earth.
Another thing you gotta consider is that NASA lost every fucking thing on the moon. I mean, they lost the documents. They lost, like, the metadata. They lost the recordings. I mean, who can believe that shit now? I mean, did we really go?
That they lost everything that was about the first time a man landed on an interstellar body.
I mean, it could have been women. I mean, that's the thing about this whole, like, moon landing thing. The first people were to go to space were women, weren't they? Like, they bore the rocket and they all blew up, didn't they?
No.
Like, as a school teacher?
That was the Challenger.
Oh.
No, wait, let's hear what Kirpo has to say about this. Who were these women?
Wasn't it, like, some school teachers or something?
It was just,
like, they,
was
like,
just one school teacher.
They bored to a... Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I just read about it. But
all
right. But it's just that, I mean, are we really going to go to space again? I mean, NASA's just full-on retarded. And you got Elon Musk being a... I mean, really, do you think we're going... I mean, like, of course he builds rockets and shit, but he doesn't do anything with them. He just flies them around the Earth and says, oh, there we go, I'm testing a rocket again. I mean, where the hell is, like, his moon mission? If we're really going to do anything.
What's wrong with going to space?
I mean, we need to do something. I mean, why haven't we been to the moon again in, what, 60, 70 years? I mean...
It's a good question. It is a very good question.
I mean, it's like, we were, like, so into it. It's like, America is, like, our top achievement to get into space and go to the moon. But it sounds like everything's died off.
Yeah, because the Cold War ended.
It really is a shame that Newt Gingrich got shit on for his moon base idea.
Yeah, Newt is awesome. Yeah. It's a damn shame.
But anyway, that laser rangefinder thing is it's compelling evidence, but I would need to see many more controls. Like, do 1,000... Like, do 1,000 other tests, like, 1 meter.
I'm
going to
put
left,
on my
right.
conspiracy hat and say, the mirror doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, like,
even as somebody who believes in it, you could launch a mirror and land it on the moon without ever having stepped foot on it. Especially if you're saying that they orbited the moon. They could launch all the fucking mirrors they want and just lay them out on the moon without ever having touched down on it.
Wasn't that supposed to be, like, a secret Nazi space weapon, like, a giant mirror pointed from the moon to the Earth, and it would vaporize us all.
Well,
maybe.
I mean, my take on it is the moon is already super reflective. Like one photon making it back is not improbable. I don't think.
I feel like you can actually look up where this mirror is supposed to be, aim at it, and then get like a proper laser back. I thought. But maybe not. Maybe it's totally off.
Isn't that, like, extremely illegal, though?
To point a laser at the moon? Yeah, I don't think I would recommend it. That is not anything that you should do.
You might hit a helicopter or a satellite or something.
Yeah, they get very mad at that.
And you probably go to prison, too.
Yeah, so that is not condoned by any member of the staff here.
I mean, I personally would rather believe we went to the moon. Cause like
it'd be cool.
Yeah, you still shit on those fucking Europeans. What flag is on the moon again?
We have a lot of decent proof of it otherwise, but it's as good a reason as any to believe in the moon landing, to brag about America.
If someone can just show me, like, compelling evidence that, like, just the escape velocity thing alone, is it like, you proved me wrong, I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess it makes
sense.
Who's,
who filmed it, if anybody filmed it?
And that's another thing. It's like, how did we have, like, powerful enough camera technology to live stream that shit? I mean, just think about that. I mean,
you know, I feel like it... I don't know. Was it live streamed?
Yeah, it was live streamed on TV.
Yeah, you could watch it on TV.
Was it live streamed, or did they send the footage down?
No. It was live streamed.
I'm gonna say.
I mean, there's no way to confirm either way. Like,
well, I feel like we could look this up, but we're not gonna bother just because we're talking about it right now without any research. But
that's the best way to talk about things.
No, it, It was like America's biggest. It was America's biggest TV event.
Yeah, I'm
like,
pretty sure what it is, Kirpo, is I'm gonna go with. You can have the camera there, and you can have it wirelessly transmitting to a satellite, which we would have at the time too, and then from there you can send that down to a TV station. Bam, that's all you need.
Weren't we barely testing satellites in the 60s? Like, we barely had anything?
I mean, we had probably enough, considering we had to talk to them in the first place to keep, you know, the mission on track. But setting up a TV camera doesn't seem too crazy. You're already sending a massive amount of people up to begin with. But I'm going, that's probably what happened.
I mean, I kind of don't think the moon landing happened, really. After all, NASA just, like, all the evidence is gone. And just all this other shit, too. It just doesn't seem believable anymore.
Mm. Okay, okay.
I mean, it just, it's like all this shit is just making flat earthers seem real now.
Alright.
I mean, that's how clown world is, like, turning.
I think, it's like I think we covered the meat of this topic at this point.
I mean, the chemtrailers are right now. I mean, who knows who will be right next.
Yeah. All right. On that note, those are good topics for future episodes, I would say. I would like to close out. Would you guys like to give us any final comments?
Oh, boy. Here comes the Jannies line again.
What's the deal with Gene Simmons? I mean, haven't you noticed, like, he's been in the news a lot now? I mean, it's like every single day of the week he has, like, some new shitty article about his daughter or something.
Wait, who?
Like, new daughter, like, hot tub photos revealed, or he likes some Pokemon or some shit. I mean, like, it's kind of like how Michael Jackson died out. It's like he had, like, a whole...
I feel like I'm getting deja vu, but I distinctly remember hearing a bunch of shit about Gene Simmons lately as well.
Dude, just go to Google, like, after this episode, and just, like, look it up. If there's, like, 20 different articles of Gene Simmons, like, almost every day of the week, like, this entire month.
All right.
He's, like, he likes some Pokemon, or, like, some embarrassing photo of him got revealed or something. I mean, like...
He was probably on the Lolita Express.
He's trying to cover it up, huh? Alright, well...
I wouldn't doubt it, actually.
I guess we're signing off with Gene Simmons back in style or pedophile. Bam. Got him.
We'll get to the bottom of it on next week's episode.
Alright.
Above Unsolved Mysteries.